This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we rock it out with your jockey out. That's what they say in the trade, some people. Sometimes it's a Monday. That's kind of cool. Sometimes people have the Monday blues. I look forward to Monday.
You
the
do?
The Mondays, yeah, because the weekends are crazy. I actually like Monday. I like Tuesday better.
Right.
But I like Monday.
All right.
Al Dukes, you seem like a Thursday to Sunday guy.
Totally Thursday to Sunday guy.
What's up?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Yeah, so I went into my float tank this past weekend. Where I float in salt water.
Yes, I feel very proud of this float tank thing because I'm the one that brought this to everybody's attention.
Exactly.
And I love that you took advantage and went right to it.
Yeah, you told me that if I went into the float tank for an hour, it would be like I slept 8 hours or something like that.
Well, that's what the Patriots said. 45 minutes was equivalent to 4 hours. That's how the story was written.
Right, that's how the story was written because the New England Patriots do this. So I found a float tank place. I went to one in Brick, New Jersey.
Where I used to live.
It was you lived in the float tank place?
I did. They knocked down my house and built the float tank place.
I went in Brick, New Jersey, which was closest to where Gina lives.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. It was a very clean place. It was called True Rest.
Right.
Yeah, it was a very clean place. You walk in first, they show you a video as to what to expect. Then you take a shower. And then you get in this pod nude.
And then take another shower.
And then take another shower when you get out.
Now,
and in the meantime.
Why did you drop your drawers? Last week you were pretty adamant you're doing it in a bathing suit.
Yeah, last week I was adamant. A couple of people had written to me on social media, DMs, if you will, Jerry, telling me that your bathing suit will distract you from complete zen.
Did you get complete zen?
I did not get complete zen, but I could see where a bathing suit would be distracting. Plus, I was already nude from taking a shower. So if they
might as well hop right in.
Right. If I had any fear of hidden cameras, I was nude on camera anyway.
That's true.
So I did that. And then afterwards, Jerry, when you're done and you shower and towel off, then you go into another room where you get free oxygen if you want.
Free oxygen?
Yeah.
Remember they were oxygen bars?
Yes, that's what this is.
Do they still have
those? I don't know. But this was an oxygen bar.
Did you partake?
I did. Vanilla scent.
How did you feel?
That's the usual. Like I feel normally without oxygen bar. But I had some tea. I had some oxygen.
Do you ever get the sense sometimes?
Yes.
That everything that gets advertised is a scam.
Some things are.
Right. No, I mean, a lot aren't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you feel like if you don't feel the immediate reaction.
Right.
You feel like you got scammed.
Right.
And I think certain things take time to go through your system.
Correct.
To have the effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I got scammed. I was a nice, relaxing experience. It was $60.
No, no, I don't mean the float tank. I meant like the oxygen bars.
Oxygen,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to those when you have a regimen to do it. You have a schedule, a routine. Without it, it's like you do it once, it doesn't mean anything.
Right. It's like going to the gym once and going, I don't have muscles
right.
now.
That, you know what? That is a great, great parallel. I like that.
And in fact, even the floating thing, they've said sometimes it takes two or three times going before you can experience the full zen.
Got it.
Now, Gina had a very zen-like experience.
Yeah, we heard, yeah.
So she did better than I did. But I would probably go again. I wouldn't go rushing out my door to get there, but I would go again.
Nice.
It was a Valentine's Day gift from Gina to me.
Very cool.
Now I got.
What'd you get her?
I didn't. Well, I can't say yet. I did
3:30 dinner reservations.
I did. Well, even better this year because
lunch at one.
She's not going to be around on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you get away with one.
So I can get dinner reservations
for yourself at 4:00.
Where wouldn't it be no problem because it's not actual Valentine's Day?
So you'll do Tuesday night or Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
I'll be romancing on Wednesday night. Jerry.
You might actually go out after 5 o'clock.
No, I wouldn't say that.
All right, then.
Still going early.
Still get that early bird special.
Still going for the early bird special. Here's a story that came up last week, Jerry, but for some reason that we didn't do it. Did you see the story involving Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola?
I did not.
They were doing a fun marketing campaign on airplane flights where the Coca-Cola napkins that they gave you when you got a drink had messages on them.
Okay.
Things like this. This is what it would say on one of the napkins. Write down your number and give it to your plane crush. Like, write down your number on this napkin and hand it to somebody on the plane you think is hot, essentially.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird message to get.
And on the other side, it said, because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know.
Really?
Be a little old school. Write down your number and give it to your plane crush. You never know.
Why is Coca-Cola trying to set people up?
I think they just thought it was something fun to do. But
you know,
people did not appreciate it. They thought it was creepy.
It is creepy.
Not a good look, wrote somebody on Twitter.
I thought you were going to tell me they wanted to take the napkins with the Coke logo and you write messages on it.
No.
Like, you know, the girl four rows up on the aisle seat. Hey, you're HAF.
Well, Coca-Cola had to put out a statement, quote, we sincerely apologize to anyone we may have offended. We worked with our partners at Delta to begin removing the napkins last month and are replacing them with other designs.
You know what's interesting is they probably paid someone a lot of money to come up with that campaign.
Yeah.
You talk about a complete misfire.
And no one in the meeting was like, you know, it's a little creepy.
No one did.
And airplane crush.
Were they expecting to sell more Coke?
No.
I don't get it. Yeah. I really don't.
I don't know.
I don't go to the store and sit there and say, I'm going to buy Coke because I saw the napkin.
Right.
I mean, I understand the part of the logo being ingrained in your head, but it's there already.
Right.
Like, who are you trying? At this point, does Budweiser and Coca-Cola have to advertise anymore?
Well, Bud Light dominated the Super Bowl commercials.
They did.
They had so many
sure
of
did.
Them.
Sure did. You go buy any Bud Light?
I did not.
No, me neither. You know why? Because I like Corona Light.
Right.
You know, I'm still going to buy what I like. I don't know. I think advertising is for new companies, people trying to get the word out. Companies like that don't need to get. I get there are tax ramifications. I understand that. But to put messaging like that on a napkin on flights, it's pretty stupid. Imagine you're sitting there with your girlfriend and you see her writing on a number. What do you doing with that? Oh, I'm giving this to the guy up there. Wait, what? Oh, it's fun. No, it's not fun.
Or some random guy just drops his number off while I'm sitting with my girlfriend.
Right, no good.
Yeah.
It was a really bad idea.
Terrible idea. Sad. Fake news.
Stupid.
There's a new docuseries coming out, which I'm interested in, but I don't know. It looks like it's on something called Shudder.
So this is, let me guess. This is neat freaks that like to murder people after they clean up their house.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that'd be right up your alley.
That would be pretty good. I would watch that. Neat freaks who murder people after they clean up their house. I would watch that.
Of course you would.
Shudder, I think, is some sort of horror network.
Okay. I think I have it on Roku, the Shudder.
A Shudder?
Network. Yeah.
This I'd be interested in. It's a docuseries exploring cursed films. Like The Exorcist, Poltergeist, The Omen, movies where on the set or after the movie came out, the movie seemed to have been cursed.
I would definitely watch that. That seems interesting to me. Can I get that on Netflix?
No, it doesn't say Netflix.
I know, I'm kidding. I find Netflix like the internet.
I love the Netflix.
I do and I don't. It's like, you ever
what
go to
don't your, you like about it?
There's a lot it's of awesome. Things I'm not interested in watching.
Yeah, well, there's a lot you are. There's a
not
little
really.
Bit for everybody.
To be honest with you, no, there's not.
Not a lot.
I sat there with my son yesterday. I must have went through 100 titles. No,
yeah, that's
no,
true.
Boring, no, what the hell is that? Not interested. He's old. He was funny 40 years ago. I really don't find a lot that I'm interested in.
And do you get tricked? I get tricked by Netflix all the time.
With?
Because they change the cover photo all the time.
To a series or a show you might have not been interested in. Oh, that looks interesting now.
Yeah, and then you click on and you go, oh, I've been clicking on this 100 times.
No, I haven't yet, but I'm sure that'll happen.
Oh, yeah, I get fooled all the time by
it. I find it to be like the internet. Sometimes you go to your computer, and it's like you go www. It's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
What am I looking up?
There's a whole world, and yet nothing I'm really interested in.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I got into the true crime docuseries thing, so I'll look for those. But other than that, if it's not about a serial killer or somebody who's gone missing,
So I like documentaries about famous people, about rock band. You know, not even rock band, just music.
You like rockumentaries?
I love those. And there's not a lot of them on there.
Yeah.
There's just not. To me, that's disappointing. I expect that there.
More rockumentaries.
Well, more documentaries about music. Doesn't have to just be rock bands. I'll watch some. I got to watch the one on Quincy Jones. Is that his name?
Yes.
I watched that one, which is very good. I'll watch that. Just even celebrities I'll watch documentaries on. Give me something. I don't get enough of that.
You want something, you're getting a lot of nothing.
Correct. Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Like the Eagles one you turned me on
to.
Oh,
that's
excellent.
Tremendous.
Really good. I watched the one on Rush, the one on Journey. Good stuff.
Yeah, I watched all those as well.
But there's not many of them. I tried watching one on Taylor Swift. It turned out to be they were just following her around on her concert.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, you accidentally got clicked on
checked
that.
Checked out in 6 minutes.
So if Netflix sends you a questionnaire, you would write more rockumentaries
more
and
documentaries.
Whatever
you want to call
celebrity
it.
Documentaries.
Why would I watch a documentary on former presidents? I mean, I watch, you know, historical stuff. I like that stuff.
Remember when Behind the Music was out and that was like
I wish
awesome.
They had those. I would watch them.
Every Sunday night we got a new
one.
I always felt like every summer, like, do I really care about Hall & Oates? And I get sucked right in.
Correct. That's what I'm talking about.
Turns out I do care about Hall & Oates.
Yeah. I'd like to see a documentary on Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra?
If it was well done. I find that interesting.
Okay.
Elvis?
Sure.
Post Malone?
A Post Malone documentary?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I figured I'd throw that in there with Elvis and Sinatra.
Sure. The top three recording artists of our time, Jerry.
Well, right now, 1.6 billion downloads. On that one song.
Yeah, Post Malone on one song has 1.6 billion, not million, 1.6 billion streams
or
downloads.
He's called a rock star.
My goodness.
Oh,
here's a man who's in trouble, Jerry. Newport,
things there.
Newport, Virginia, 41-year-old fella. He was arrested last week in connection with screening porno films on his garage door. He bought himself a projector and projected porno
outside on the
door. Outside on his door at 7 p.m. Someone called 911 reporting pornographic material.
Is that a 911 call?
Well,
that's a call to the cops,
I agree.
Yes,
a call to the cops.
Is that a 911 call?
I think people don't know their police numbers.
I have mine saved in my phone.
Same here. Upon arrival, the officer observed a movie. Involving sexual activity being projected on the garage door of the residence. At that point, they wanted to give him a summons. He refused to sign the summons, so he was arrested. He was charged with obscene sexual display and booked into jail.
How does he argue that?
I don't know.
Private property?
The projector remains on his front porch since he's still in jail. Wonder why he decided to show porno on his garage door.
I'm probably pissed off at someone in the neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah, one of the probably the neighbor who called 911.
Now you
probably
end up have in jail like an idiot.
They probably have a beef situation.
Right, exactly.
And
stupid.
He was like, let me get a porno out and project it onto my garage door.
All right. Have fun with that one, Eddie.
Okay. In case anyone wants to watch it, like in a drive-through theater. My friend Paul tells a very funny story of when there used to be drive-in movie theaters.
Yeah.
And there was one in the town over from where we used to live in Edison, New Jersey, on Oak Tree Road, which is was a busy road. But there was a big movie theater out there, drive-in. And you could see the screen from Oak Tree Road.
Mm-hmm.
He said one time he and his family, when they were kids, Paul and his brothers, mother and father driving in the car, they were coming back from somewhere, and they saw on the movie screen a woman began disrobing, and Paul's father pulled over so they could watch.
That's awesome. Hey, he was very into it. That is funny.
That is great.
Did you ever think Boomer made a comment about a sex tape last week?
Sex tape.
You ever think if one of you got out, it would
a
go viral?
A sex tape of me? I mean, it would have to.
Well,
no matter how bad
it
is.
Interested. Do you think that would circulate quickly, though?
If I had a sex tape?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I'm talking to you.
I guess maybe Barstool would put it out. I don't know.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
It's weird. This world is strange right
now. TMZ wouldn't care.
I don't think so.
No.
TMZ Sports, though.
Maybe no one would care.
You never know. Want to try it?
Hmm. Put out a sex tape and see if anyone cares. Interesting. Really, all I got is Barstool possibly interested. Maybe they wouldn't even be interested.
Maybe not. Twitter, though, would be interested.
Maybe.
Crazy?
A Florida politician has been accused of licking faces and has since resigned.
Did he play NHL hockey?
This is a woman.
Oh.
Madeira Beach, Florida. Commissioner Nancy Oakley being accused of sexually harassing a former city manager, exhibiting inappropriate behavior when she licked the city manager's face at a fishing tournament in 2012.
7 years ago?
Multiple witnesses said she also touched the then city manager inappropriately, and she was intoxicated. This fella didn't report the incident out of fear of losing his job. He filed a complaint in 2017 when she filed for re-election.
How do you sit on that for 5 years? Like, honestly, right or wrong?
Oh, Nancy Oakley's running again. Oh, you know what? I probably should have let them know that she licked my face and touched me inappropriately.
Ay, ay, ay. Incredible.
So really she had to resign.
Hmm.
Once this came out, Jerry, others had said that Oakley behaved in a similar manner towards them. The sponsor of the fishing tournament said she had licked his face and the faces of volunteers at the fishing tournament.
Again, why is it being sat on for 5 years?
She loves licking faces.
Are you a face licker?
I am not. Not a big face licker.
Are you a licker, period?
Nope. Not a face licker.
Not a face licker.
Not a face licker, Jerry.
Lollipop licker?
Which thing?
Lollipop.
Oh, I like a lollipop. I
like to suck on a pop.
I do, but I do feel awkward when I'm sucking on a lollipop. Like, I love a Tootsie Pop.
At home.
Yeah, but even at home, I'm like, we're like really working on it. I'm like, I'm really showcasing my talents here.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. Right.
One of those things that just don't look right.
It doesn't look good.
No, in public.
If I'm eating a banana in front of another person, I'll break it in half.
I agree.
So this comes to us from the UK. This is my final story, Jerry. From the UK. It comes from a Twitter user tweeted a picture of something he found in a store for sale in the UK, drugstore. It was in the aisle with all the Durex products.
Well, condoms?
Condoms. They've got various lubes. It was in and this is a thing for sale. It's in a spray bottle. It's simply called penis cleaner.
Eddie, there you go.
And it's made by a company called Boners. Boners penis cleaner. And it's right there, right next to the massage oils.
What is it, though?
It's just a thing to clean your schween with.
As opposed to soap in the shower.
Exactly. I don't know.
And I bet you they make gobs of money.
It says fresh feeling.
Like junk bomb?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like a junk bomb.
Except they actually proceeded and actually got it in stores.
Yeah.
We did not.
The description of the product explains how it provides a clean and fresh feeling. And
junk bomb!
And is designed to be used either before and at or after sex or post-exercise or, quote, just when the genitals can use a refreshing boost.
Junk bomb! Who sue these guys?
The spray bottle makes it handy to use on the go.
We've got that, too.
Yep.
We've got the aerosol can. Ugh. We suck.
It's also available on Amazon for £12. That's the British money.
That's $8.40.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I can find out.
Jerry, you have no idea what penis cleaner costs. And here you are trying to argue that you know what a penis cleaner might cost.
Are you trying to get Eddie to cook these things? 12 pounds?
Go on Amazon, put in penis cleaner, see if it comes up, or if it's only in Amazon London.
I wonder how much 12 pounds is. 12 pounds is $15.
Wow, $15.
All right, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I looking for?
Just type in penis cleaner. See if the spray bottle comes up and what it costs here in America. And if it's available on Prime, I have
Men's
Prime.
Intimate Wash comes up.
But not penis cleaner.
Antifungal tea tree oil body wash helping athletes.
Okay.
Nothing
with that brand
name. Topcock. That's what it is. Leave-on hygiene for man parts.
Okay.
There's nut butter.
Nut butter.
Men's lotion for balls, butt, back, and body. You got to be kidding me with this. There's Big Mouth, mm-hmm. generic wiener cleaner soap. There's a product called Fresh Balls.
Oh, I've heard of them. They used to advertise on Howard Stern Show and various podcasts.
There is Homtum Pink Nipple Soap.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see the spray bottles.
You got to be kidding me with this.
Of something actually.
This is a legit product.
Yeah.
Flushable cleaning hygiene wipes called Fresh Balls and Ass Wipes. I mean, come on. Is this real?
Oh, it's real, Jerry.
Bond Menthol Cool Men's Intimate Wash.
You just use soap and water. What are we doing?
Maybe you touched your genitals hand sanitizer.
Oh, that's a joke.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's a hand sanitizer that has all funny sayings on them.
They got Uncle Richard's Pecker Polisher Soap. my God. Don't be a salty... Oh, no, that's a mug. Never mind.
So, really, Amazon does have everything.
They have everything.
They've got it all.
This is insane, dude. An enema bulb kit.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
This is what comes up. Back acne treatment.
Ooh.
Top cock again.
They have two products?
We have a few of them.
Sharks.
Manscaped hygiene bundle, mm-hmm. where you get men's groin protection, including a crop preserver ball deodorant. Oh, come on. How about a mankini thong?
What is it, a mankini thong?
Penis rings. This is bizarre. Are you kidding me with this? Do you ever use a penis ring?
I have not, no.
I'm stopping. I'm not going any further.
Okay,
that's
on Amazon.
These are ridiculous, dude. Stud undies.
No wonder why Amazon needs these giant warehouses to store all their products.
Hey, where do we put the penis rings?
Aisle 12.
Next to Topcock. These are legit products.
Real products.
How about this? Anti-monkey butt powder.
And you know somebody like poured out their life savings to get their company started and their monkey balls powder.
Dude, you got to see this.
Oh, well, I'm having lunch today. I'll go on Amazon.
Multi-speed wireless sucking simulator.
What? On Amazon? They shouldn't be selling that. I'm against
right here.
That. I'm against
it's $18.
That.
It's, oh my God. And it's waterproof. Are you kidding me? KY actually has genital sanitizing. That's desensitizer spray.
Yes.
Boy, there's a lot of weird products, dude. Oh my God. And I'm not even saying the bad ones.
Right. You're keeping those to yourself, I see. All right, Jerry, the warm-up program is next.
Wiener washer soap.
While you continue to do your Valentine's Day shopping.
How about this one? A 3-inch with blue balls.
What is that? What is it?
It's adult toy cleaner.
Oh, my gosh.
This is something special, man. Oh, God. All right. I got to go. Butt face soap. It's only $6. Oh, how about this mug? It's Valentine's Day. A mug that says, I love bleeping you.
Oh, very special.
Oh, God. This is something special. I got to go.
All right, Jerry. Warm up next.
Have a great day. Goodbye. Eddie, have a field day.
It's the warm-up show with Alan Jerry, the shortest show on WFAN.
Well, you say we start a brand new week. I have no idea what's on the show sheet today. Therefore, I don't know where Al is going to go. So, Albert Stephen Dukes, what's up?
It's Albert Michael Dukes. Oh, hi, Jerry.
Last week,
last week at this time, we had the Super Bowl to talk about.
When was that?
That was a week ago. This week, I like to base my topics on what do I see people getting excited about.
Meaning, what are people tweeting about?
Or upset about on the Twitter.
Right, exactly.
People were very excited for the AAF, the Alliance of American Football.
Did you? I watched for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to see too much yesterday, but I saw a little bit Saturday night on the bus back to Rutgers on my phone.
You watched on your phone?
I did. I saw Matt Sims play a little bit.
Okay. And what were your thoughts
on
the
Didn't go well for him.
AAF.
My thoughts were in the 15 minutes I watched was that the offensive line play is atrocious.
Terrible.
Yes. But the, I mean, it's football. It's fine. If you're into it, it's good.
People seem to like the quarterbacks getting drilled and no penalties being called.
I did see that, yes. I like hearing the replay official.
Yes.
That's kind of neat and having him mic'd up.
Yeah.
That was different.
That was different.
The sky judge, as they call him, mm-hmm. I think. So that was kind of cool. What else?
That was great, too. I was watching the Sky Judge in whatever game was on yesterday where Christian Hackenberg was playing. And there was a ball that looked like it had touched the ground.
Right.
And it was called a catch, and they went up to the Sky Judge. And he goes, yeah, I'm not really seeing anything conclusive. Let's keep it a catch. And whoever's downstairs goes, seriously, everyone down here is saying that's a dropped ball.
That's awesome.
And then he didn't want to be questioned, I think, the Sky
Probably
Judge.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that.
But it did well in the ratings Saturday.
Yeah, which you would expect. XFL's first game did well in the ratings.
Right.
You expect that. It matters, does it have any staying power?
Right, does it have staying power? The game
or
I watched
powder.
The game I watched last night with Christian Hackenberg, that was tough to watch.
He was bad.
That seemed like really bad football.
Yeah, yes. Was he 10 of 23 for 80 yards or something?
Maybe 10 of 23.
He was not good. That is true.
That was not great. But it's good to every once in a while see a guy that you kind of remember, like, oh, Mike Singletary's the coach.
Oh, Steve Spurrier? When
Steve
did that
Spurrier.
Happen?
He was one of the early ones. Yes, before we even knew what this
I
league was.
I didn't know that. Because I'm watching the game the other day. I'm like, God, that looks like Spurrier.
Yeah.
And then I Googled Steve Spurrier AAF. I'm like, he's a coach.
I also like that a lot of the players are mic'd up on the field, so you'll hear like an F-bomb, and then the announcer every 10 minutes like, I'm sorry for that.
Wasn't it Hackenberg?
Possibly.
I thought Hackenberg was one. Sims didn't curse. I thought Hackenberg did. You see
Wolford?
The former Jet?
Yeah.
Threw for four touchdowns, almost 300 yards?
Four touchdowns, yeah.
Which game was that?
That was the Arizona
the game. Oh, look at you.
Yeah, because I saw he's on the Arizona team.
What's the name of the Arizona team?
Hot Shots.
Stupid name. No, I knew that.
Yeah, I don't like their logos either. I also watched the halftime broadcast of the Christian Hackenberg game.
Okay. Now, that was done by who? CBS Sports
Network? CBS Sports Network.
Okay.
And former Giant, what's his name?
David Deal.
No, not David Deal.
Sean O'Hara.
Sean O'Hara. And the female reporter. Alex Flanagan.
Okay.
And then some other woman who I don't recall her name. And it was just funny watching them kind of break it down. It felt like, and I tweeted about this, it felt like video games from like the 1980s when they didn't have the rights to the NFL teams or players. So the fake announcers would be talking about fake players that you'd never heard of.
Or like the scab games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Sean O'Hara, that guy had to do some studying.
This would be a lot of work. But I also think they probably, the rosters have been set for a little while. You would think they spent a few weeks leading up to it. And I would think knowing Sean O'Hara the way we do, he probably attended some practices.
And then when they would go down to the sideline to talk to a player during the game, it seemed fun, like the player got to pretend he was a football player. Like, what did you guys see out there in the first half? And they'd give you a generic answer. Well, we do what we do best. But what? You just started a game you've never played.
Those are tough interviews
We're
going to
do what we do best as a team.
Very difficult to do. Could you be a sideline reporter? Like,
no.
Would you be any good at that?
No, I'd be terrible.
If you put some work in.
I don't think
so. Yes, if I asked you right now to go do a sideline interview in 5 minutes, perhaps. But if you did some work on it and you kind of knew the teams, you don't think you're capable of doing that?
For AAF, yes, I'd be very intimidated for the NFL.
I remember when I brought
the sideline. Yeah, on the sideline. On the sideline. Yeah.
I remember when I brought Sal Licata on during the Columbia games
as
my analyst. And I sent him down to do... We sent him down to do the post-game interview. He was shaking.
Yeah.
Because the thought of interviewing a coach after they had just lost a game, he didn't know what. It's the same thing we always talk about. Like, you watch the game. You know what happened. And now you got to ask him for his response to it as he's coming off the field. Not easy to do.
Not easy to do. I would not be good at that.
I have so much more respect for sideline reporters.
Yeah.
The sideline.
All right.
Yeah, on the sideline.
That'd be my...
On the sideline.
My theme music. When they went down to me, they'd have to play that first, and I'd be dancing with whoever I was interviewing. Jerry, a lot has been made, and I'm sure Boomer and Gio will get to this today, about the Jets coaching staff now on Friday. Quiet time in the media. They snuck out there that they hired...
Vitt.
Greg Williams' partner in crime, Vitt.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Liar.
Joey Vitt.
Yeah.
And so that could be explosive. But another hiring, which I was extremely excited about.
With the Jets.
And a guy I demanded come here based on his name only a few months ago.
All right.
Jim Bob Cooter is on the Jets staff. Yeah.
But what do you mean you demanded him come here? Just because of you liked his name
when
he was with the Lions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's fine.
That's right, Jerry. That's a great hire.
Oh, the fun hire is the other two killing each other.
How's this guy going to come in and live in New York City area with a name like Jim Bob Cooter?
He's not. He's going to live in Florham Park on a farm.
I just picture every time.
This whole New York thing. What do you think? They're on Park Avenue?
When he's like making reservations for the Olive Garden. Now get your name, Jim Bob Cooter.
Brett Favre was here.
Yeah.
He lived out on 17 acres.
That's true.
Out west. He could have been in Wisconsin. Jim Bob Cooter is going to fit in just fine. Might even have a tractor.
On the sideline. Yes, they're saying with this Joey Vitt. Is his name Joey Vitt?
Joe Vitt, right?
Joe Vitt. And Greg Williams.
Yeah.
That Joe Vitt sold Greg Williams
called him a liar.
During Bountygate.
Yeah, said he lied under testimony.
Oh, what's up?
And also called him, said the players found him to be a fake and a phony or something like
that. A big phony.
Yeah.
Wow, these guys are going to, when something goes wrong on the field,
we're going to have another.
Punch each other right in the face.
Another Buddy Ryan situation.
That's why Greg Williams wanted to hire his son as well, so that him and the son can fight
got
Joe
some
Vitt.
Muscle.
Yeah. then I saw many people sent this to me. Many alert Twitter users and warm-up show listeners sent this to me. The story of Warner Wolf.
I read this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Plus, I looked at every article to see if every article headline was, let's go to the videotape.
I mean, it was in every story
I read.
It had to have been. What surprised me is he's in his 80s now.
Yeah, and he's still feisty.
Clearly.
Warner Wolf arrested because he changed a gated community sign where he lives.
He took it off.
The sign said Classic Plantation Estates. He said, hey, why don't we get rid of the name Plantation?
Yep.
They said no to Warner Wolf.
He went and did it, and they got him on camera doing it.
He went and did it himself, and he's arrested.
$5,000 bond to
Warner?
Get him out. Yes, because he's a flight risk. Where's Warner going?
We can't have him in our community.
Like, how does Warner Wolf not get released without having to put up bail? I mean, come on.
Now, would that be released on his own recognizance?
No, he had to post $5,000 bond.
What does that mean when they go, he's been released?
It means
he's
not a risk. He's not going to do anything.
That's what it means when I say he's been released on his own recognizance.
Say that again. Slate slower.
Released on his own recognizance.
I actually asked him in the car today, Eddie. I had told him on my flight to Illinois this weekend, I watched a couple of shows. I watched Ray Romano's new special on Netflix, and I watched a documentary on obesity. And he goes, what city is that? I said, obesity. He goes, C-City? Obesity? What? I'm like, to where I'm sitting, I'm like, am I not saying the word right? I'm like,
I have
obesity, you idiot.
these headphones I wear are very loud.
So then he goes, I'm not following. I'm like, fat people, obesity. Like, what are you not getting here?
Yeah, you should have just said fat. I saw a documentary on fat people.
No, because the title of the obesity was in the title. Yeah. Ay-yi-yi.
So Warner Wolf's got nothing
to say recognizance.
Warner Wolf's got nothing to do all day. This is going to be me, by the way.
Well,
when
didn't he do it at night?
When I become living in one of these older communities.
Or next week.
Or next week.
You got people smoking weed in your lounge.
Is that what he did at night?
What I read was he went out in the middle of the night, didn't realize that there were cameras.
Oh, cameras.
Yes.
So Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the videotape.
Stupid.
He was a WFAN employee, yes.
For a long time with Imus, yes. I worked for Warner.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Was he terrific to work for?
Yeah, well, I worked with Warner. Warner was good. I enjoyed working with the legend.
Wink, wink.
Which for me, I know we got to take a break. I loved his role in Rocky.
Don't recall that one.
How do you not recall that? He was ringside.
I thought you were going to say, you almost said he was Rocky. I was going to say, there's no
ringside.
Chance.
You don't remember Warner Wolf in the Rocky movie? Oh, all right. We got to take a break.
I don't have time for one more.
No, you do when we come back.
Oh, when
that's
I get
a radio
back.
Tease. Perfect. Al Dukes and another big story, and Boomer and Geo next on the Fab.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry,
the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, I love when Al does this. He actually saved a big story for the final minute. So, Al, the floor is yours. Blow us away.
Oh, I don't like when you set it up as a big story.
But you teased it before the break, so let's see what he got.
Jerry, the NBA is warning people if you were at the Pacers game last week where the live bat was running around the arena.
This is the big story.
This is the big story. It's a health story, Jerry. That if you came in contact with the bat, you may have rabies.
Yeah, no kidding. That's like saying if a raccoon bites you, you might want to go to the hospital for rabies.
Exactly. Bite you. This, if you even just touch the bat.
Well, who's touching a bat? I mean, honestly.
If a bat flying around in the arena.
If a bat flew by your head, you would have called 911 to get yourself in an ambulance so fast. So I'm not surprised by
this.
And
I'd be like, I think it touched me. I think I have rabies.
Wasn't there a bat at a net game, too, a couple of weeks ago?
I know it was San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, that Spurs Nets. There. That's right.
It's a lot of bats.
So, Pacers, how do these bats get in? You ever go to Costco?
They have bats there?
No, but there are birds flying all over the place. How do they not poop all over stuff?
I do love when a bird gets stuck in a mall. It's got to be like, where am I?
Flying into the wall trying to get out.
Now I'm going to touch my penis? Court.